On this week's Linux for the Rest of Us, we talk about Google partnering with a software maker. We talk about new software appearing on Linux for creation, and we talk about some soulless goodness. Hello, Podnutsians. Welcome to Linux for the Rest of Us, episode 211. This is Door to Door Geek. Here doing a solo show this evening, literally minutes before I do the mini PC show. So I'm going to, quote unquote, squeeze one in, which is slightly better than squeezing one out. Cody Cooper's off this week, has a bunch of things going on. I do not see any email sticking out to me, obviously, that has not been answered. So if you have sent in an email, you have not got an answer, or we have not brought it to the show, please do not hesitate. Send another email, Linux for the Rest of Us. I'm sorry, podcast at Linux for the Rest of Us. If you want to email me directly, mail at podnuts.com. And if you want to email me for public consumption for all shows, it's ddg at podnuts.com. Please do not forget, Think Penguin is one of the few vendors out there that thinks of your privacy first and foremost. If you want to support those who support you and support your privacy, I heavily encourage you to go to thinkpenguin.com, peruse their selection. If you see something that you like and you would like to save a couple bucks on it, don't hesitate. Shoot me an email. I will shoot you a coupon code. You can save a couple bucks while you're there. First thing I'm going to talk about really quick. Linux is one of those things that really has only gotten more popular. One of the ways it has is via Chrome OS. Well, there's only one problem with Chrome OS, and that is that you cannot download it yourself, install it yourself on hardware that you like. It only comes pre-configured on other people's hardware kind of thing, either Samsung, Asus, Acer, one of those kind of things. But there's been a company out there called Neverware. This is an article, unfortunately, over at TheVerge.com. I apologize. Where Neverware has been taking a open source build of Chromium OS, and they've been developing software for it, making a installer, so you can get a Chrome OS type experience without having to buy a Chromebook. Even though Chromebooks are cheap, you can take old hardware, repurpose it, give it a Chromebook-like experience. It's not Chrome OS, period. It is Chrome OS-like, I will say that. Well, it turns out Google invest money in this company, Neverware, that first started doing this, and it looks like more than $6.5 million was the actual investment amount. We're not actually sure of this. Now, this is the kind of thing that really does confuse me. Why Google would invest money in someone promoting the installation of a non-official version of Chrome OS? Maybe they're thinking of making the swing and putting it out as a installable OS, because the real logic is most people aren't going to install it, period. Most people are just going to go into the place, buy a piece of hardware with it already installed, especially things like schools, because one of the features that is built in the Chrome OS, I believe they have dedicated chips in the ROM for this, where if you think your computer has an infection on it, you can basically reboot, and during the reboot process, do what is essentially a reinstallation of the core components of the operating system in case there is some kind of infection going on. This is not available in this non-official version of Chrome OS. So what I'll say is this Neverware version has a use case, but its use case is really more the nerds and, to be very honest, third world countries looking to just repurpose older hardware with something that is supported and does not get infected very easily. So I really am happy that they're doing this. I hope they expand upon it. I hope it becomes something, dare I say, officially supported in the future, because I do not see this actually impacting their Chrome OS hardware sales. I honestly, God, don't. Schools will still buy what they need to buy. Individuals will still buy what they need to buy, because the plain truth is convenience virtually always triumphs over security or money. We like things to be convenient in this country. Next thing I want to talk about is a now free piece of software. This is an article I saw over at openculture.com, a newer website as far as I can tell. They highlighted this piece of software called Storyboarding, all one word, Storyboarding, Storyboarding. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is storyboarding software. We always had in the past that old saying that if you want to create content, you do it on a Mac. Well, that really hasn't been true for, I want to say, close to 8 years now. Most of the video editing software, audio editing software, picture editing software has either been just as good or has actually came out quicker on the Windows platform. Well, I like to see these kind of tools become available on Linux because I would like to see Linux be even more competitive in the future. If you need to do any kind of storyboarding, literally story creation with quick sketches, documenting scenes, key steps in the plot kind of thing, this software actually looks like it's pretty complete. It doesn't look like it's new software. It looks like it's software that's been around for a while, and looks like the company just released it for Linux, and it does not look like it's any kind of wine wrapper, if you will. It looks like it's a straight actual application. This to me is a great concept, great idea. This is the kind of app where my son once in a while gets on the hook and he like wants to do story creation of one kind or another. So this is the kind of software I'm going to push towards him, put on his box, see if he does anything with it. Hopefully he does. I just think it's really cool. Next article I'm going to highlight here real quick. It really did completely scratch my nerd itch is what I'm going to say. This is another website I don't believe I actually heard of before. OS Technix, OSTECHNIX. And the title is called How to Get News Instantly from the Command Line in Linux. Did you hear that, people? That's all the graybeards liking it. Back in the day, when we were on old dial-up modems, one of the key features in the standard browser was to turn off all images. So if you were on a really slow connection, you could turn off all images, browse the web, find the page you were looking for, then turn on images and see the end result. It could dramatically speed up your internet browsing, literally take what should have taken 2 hours, compress it down to 15 minutes kind of thing. So it was a thing that I used to use a lot. I'm very comfortable with the idea of looking at a command line and reading information off of it, especially in little blurps like headlines of articles kind of thing. And on lower power device, whether it's a Pi type device, a Pine Book type of device, or even just lower resource x86 64 hardware, even if you have a 3 to 5 year old computer, this might be the perfect use case for that device where you can use application called Insta News, all one word. It is a command line app. You go ahead and install via apt-get. You have to install Python pip. Python pip, I believe, is the package manager for Python. After doing that, you basically just go and you do a git clone, go into the directory, do a Python setup install of that application, and then it basically allows you a like news API integrated into your .bash RC file. Then basically you can just type in instanews/h and you can see a bunch of headlines. There's a bunch of different command line syntaxes you can do. You can say, you know, I want this type of news. I want news from these kinds of sites. Show me everything that you have available kind of thing. Very customizable. Number one rule about everything on the command line, it is very customizable, and this is no different. So anytime you hear command line, don't think busy, don't think hard to do, don't think you have to memorize this or do that. Everything you type will always be in your history. Just by pressing the up arrow, you'll see everything you ever typed. And when you get to the command line, it means versatility. It means you can do a lot more with a lot less effort. I have to install this, is my logic. I have no choice. Last thing I want to talk about, there's actually a couple links I'm going to have in the show notes. Solus. Solus, Ikey, Doherty, if you listen to this podcast, you know I am a fan of Ikey. Ikey is one of those hardworking guys that it's one of these things. It's really hard to tell how long he's been doing this. When I go look at the GitHub for his newest package manager for Solus, it uses EOPKG. And I see commits from 4 years ago, 5 years ago. What I'm trying to tell you people is he ain't new to this. Okay. This is one of the things that I have to get through some people's heads. Ikey is not new to doing anything in a Linux distro. In fact, the level of experience he has, there's little doubt in my mind, far exceeds a lot of other people doing any kind of work on any other Linux distro. Granted, I'm sure there's people who've been doing it for 20 years. I'm also sure there's very few of them. Number two, Ikey has taken it upon himself and his team to not base his distribution off of anybody else's feature set, installation package, packages kind of thing. This isn't a Ubuntu spin. This is not something based off Debian. This is not an RPM based distribution. He isn't leveraging other people's work because he found like there was certain shortcuts they took and certain corners that they cut that he did not think should have been cut is the impression I get. I could be quite mistaken about that, but he went on his own, which let me tell you something. That takes a certain amount of effort, that takes a certain amount of dedication, and that takes a certain amount of confidence in yourself. There's no reason I can tell from playing with Solus now on two pieces of hardware for over a month, there's no reason he should have any self-doubt in what he can do. Okay, what I'm telling everybody out there is I'm not saying right now uninstall your distribution and install Solus. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is if you are at all dissatisfied with your current distribution, and when I say that, that should be everybody, because there's nothing out there that's perfect unless you run Gen 2, then you people are probably content. But on every other distribution, I've always had these little things that I did not appreciate in distribution. Okay, I can tell you what I did for the first month. First month running Solus, I was as incompetent as I could be. I literally turned off the device in the middle of updates. You shouldn't do that, people. You should not do that, people. I purposely cut network connections in the middle of installations, in the middle of downloading packages, in the middle of installing packages, and nothing was breaking. Okay, he's using his own package source for the applications, which means it does not have every application you want. But let's stop for a second. Nothing has everything you want, even Arch. I said it. I said it. So it isn't perfect, but he is picking up on snaps. You have snaps, you have flat pack, you have tomato, you have tomato. Is one better than the other? I don't care. I really could care less if one is technically better than the other. What I care is what does the current distribution I'm on support and how well is it working, period. Okay. He decided to pick up on snaps, and from what I can tell, it's working pretty well. I can tell you one thing. Solus is a working distribution that is in the process of being reworked as well. And what I mean by that is he's always in there fixing things. He's always in there enhancing base parts of the OS. He's always in there in making the desktop better. He's nonstop working on it. One of the things he's taking very seriously, and if you know Ikey Doherty, he is always taking this very seriously, is that he's looking at creating basically a snap ecosystem to better integrate Steam itself. So Steam itself should get better on all snap-based distributions, not just Solus. This is another thing that if you don't understand about Ikey, you need to understand. This guy has probably put more work into other things outside of his distribution to help the ecosystem than a lot of other people I've seen. This is a guy who genuinely, I believe, worked at Intel and did really good. He just got to the point where he would rather work on his stuff. Intel operating system is one of the fastest running Linux distributions when doing benchmarks. So says Phoronix. I believe them for that. And there's little doubt in my mind, part of that speed comes directly from the blood, sweat, and not tears, because Ikey don't cry. The blood and sweat from Ikey Doherty. Okay, now he left that project full-time. Solus OS is doing a Patreon, and I think it's doing good. I'm not going to say it's doing great. I'm not going to say it's doing fantastic. I'm not going to say he's buying Lamborghinis, because that's not his goal. He's getting enough money to build up his team as good as possible, and it turns out to be right now he has enough, I'm guessing, in the bank and enough coming in from this Patreon. He can dedicate time to this while surviving the once in, I guess, 100-year hurricane over there in Ireland. So I really do encourage you, if you have any hang-ups or hankerings or annoyances or pet peeves about the distribution that you're on or the distribution that you last used, download Solus, stick it on a thumb drive, install it, even if you do dual boot, and you know I'm against dual boot, even install it in a dual boot and play with it for at least a couple days. It isn't perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect. I can't stand how while doing an installation or an update, it's very hard for me to see fine-grained details, aka I don't think I can see fine-grained details of what's going on. I would like to. Am I going to stop using the distro for that? No. Is it going to stop me from using it? Probably not. Is it a little bit of annoying? Yes. But all I do is turn my head and I do something else while it's doing that. Overall, I will say he has an unbelievable level of polish with Budgie on Solus. Little doubt in my mind, that desktop directly competes on so many levels with the other highly polished desktops, whether it be Plasma, KDE, GNOME, whatever, XFCE, LXDE, QT, any of that stuff, whatever. He has literally poured what I can tell everything into this distro. And I heavily encourage everybody out there, if you played with it 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever, play with it again, install it, play with it, see if it can do what you need to do. I did everything for this first month via the graphical installation methods. I had zero issues installing anything I wanted. Now, honestly, what I'm going to do in the next month, I'm going to nuke it and I'm going to start over, and I'm only going to use the EOPKG command line system and see if I can get everything done that I need there. I personally like doing stuff via the command line just because it's much easier to back up. It's much easier to redo if I decide to nuke and pave a system again. So literally, if I didn't have huge honking headphones on my head, I would tip my hat right now to Ikey Doherty. He continuously surprises me on what he can pull off. I know there's not a big team behind him. I know it's pretty much him. I'm sure other people are contributing when they can keep up with him, which I don't think is easy. I'm sure other people are talking to him. I'm sure people like Martin Winpress and other people are helping him answer some difficult questions, questions that I know I can't possibly answer. So he has been doing it right. If you take a look at the operating system, you install it, you play with it. If you don't agree with me, I highly encourage you to let me know how it isn't doing stuff right, what is wrong with the OS. And if there are genuine complaints, I would suggest that you definitely hit up the Solus OS Patreon, contribute $1 a month. Because if you contribute $1 and then you send them feedback, your comment will be taken much more seriously, is what I got to say. And that's no BS, all straight truth. If you would like to, and I'm going to have links to the Solus EOPKG command line arguments, because there's a couple of them that you need to know if you want to try this, if you want to try the command line version of it. A link to the GitHub for Solus, where you can see how long this thing's been going around for, and a link to the main website for Solus. I seriously never say this, guys. I'm running Ubuntu on my main streaming rigs because I have to have stability. I am this close to taking at least one of these three of my main rigs down here, blowing it away and putting Solus on it. And there's little doubt in my mind I'll be able to do everything I need to do in just as fast with Solus as I am with Ubuntu long-term support. So seriously, if that doesn't mean anything to you, I don't know what to say. If you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at podcast@linuxfortherestofus.com. If you would like to send us a voicemail, it's 707-6podnut.com. And I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for their feedback. And please do not hesitate on sending in feedback. I've been much better at starring it for the show. And I will talk to everyone again in another week.